Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God. It's another time to be in the presence of the Lord. The Lord has been good and kind to us. It's a beautiful Saturday, and it's the 15th day in the month of March 2025. We have every reason to be thankful. We have every reason to be grateful. So I want you to just lift up your voices in thanksgiving and adoration and just appreciate the one who has made this possible. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, you're listening to the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to dive into the deep, deep revelation in the Word of God. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then do us a favor by sharing this link. Invite somebody to this platform and let them be partakers of today's blessings. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Parlors, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 15th day in the month of March 2025, and we'll be looking at a topic that says, He owns it all. He owns it all. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 18. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Judges from chapter 6 to chapter 8. Judges from chapter 6 to chapter 8. And our memory verse today is taken from the book of Acts chapter 17, verse 24. Acts chapter 17, verse 24, which says, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temple. The book of Psalm 24 from verse 1 to 2. Psalm 24 from verse 1 to 2. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 1, it reads, The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, Today's Bible reading says that everything on earth belongs to God, including silver, gold, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Nobody can be richer than the owner of the whole earth. Whatever anyone possesses is just for a little bit of, is just a little bit of what God has. The real resources are in his hands, and he can supply all your needs effortlessly. In 2 Kings chapter 4 from verse 1 to 7, the widow of one of the sons of the prophet was bankrupt, and creditors wanted to seize her sons as repayment for the debt. She had enough to live on for a lifetime. In the book of John chapter 6 from verse 5 to 13, he fed 5,000 people with a little boy's lunch. Afterward, there were 12 baskets of leftovers. God fed the multitude, and the leftovers were more than what he started with. In Jesus' name, all you need will be met. Amen. I once traveled to London, and while I was there, I ran out of money. I needed £50 to buy books. And as I went to bed one night, I prayed, God, I wish I had £50. Soon after, the phone rang. I picked it up and a caller said, Biyi. I answered, my name is Adeboye. He asked, which Adeboye? And I said, Pastor Adeboye of RCCG. He began to scream and eventually came over with his brother. When they were leaving, they gave me £50. After they left, God told me that if, however, before I could get to the door, the person left. Underneath the door, I saw an envelope containing another £50 from a rich miser that I had known for a long time. Again, I asked for another £50 and soon after, I miraculously got it. I became afraid and said, Lord, I am joking. I am already satisfied with the first £50. God embarrassed me with much more than I needed because he owns everything. Beloved, there is no limit to what God can do for his children. He is the creator of the entire universe and he owns it all. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, God is limitless in what he can do for you when you are his child. God is limitless in what he can do for you when you are his child. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you, and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com, and it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.